Study, Amnesty Will Cost Hundreds of Billions. By Neil Monroe on February 25, 2021. President Joe Biden's amnesty plan will spike Social Security spending by hundreds of billions over the next few decades, according to a forecast by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. The February 22 report, titled Amnesty Would Cost the Social Security and Medicare Trust Funds Hundreds of Billions of Dollars, says. The new taxes paid by the average amnesty recipient amount to only half of the $94,500 noted above. The net effect of amnesty is therefore $140,330. In Social Security benefits, minus $47,250. In paid taxes, which is about $93,000 per recipient. In any large-scale amnesty, in which millions of illegal immigrants gain legal status, it is easy to see how the net cost could reach into the hundreds of billions of dollars. The predicted $93,000 per person cost would be a financial burden for taxpayers, but would be a giveaway to business groups because the Social Security payments will be converted into purchases of consumer products, healthcare services, medical drugs, apartments, and food. At least 11 million people, perhaps 20 million, are living illegally in the United States. The number rises as people overstay their visas, evade deportation orders, or sneak over the border, but it also falls as some migrants get deported, leave, or find ways to get green cards via the rolling adjustment of status process. But taxpayers' expenses are also economic gains for business groups and investors. In January 2020, a coalition of business groups sued deputies for President Donald Trump after he reduced the inflow of poor migrants into the U.S. consumer market, saying, "Because green card applicants will receive fewer public benefits under the rule, they will cut back their consumption of goods and services, depressing demand throughout the economy." The New American Economy Research Fund calculates that, on top of the $48 billion in income that is earned by individuals who will be affected by the rule, and that will likely be removed from the U.S. economy, the rule will cause an indirect economic loss of more than $33.9 billion. Indeed, the Fiscal Policy Institute has estimated that the decrease in SNAP and Medicaid enrollment under the rule could, by itself, lead to economic ripple effects of anywhere between $14.50 and $33.8 billion, with between approximately 100,000 and 230,000 jobs lost. Health centers alone would be forced to drop as many as 6,100 full-time medical staff. CIS promised a more detailed report. "This is just a rough estimate. We are currently working on a detailed model that will provide more precise costs for both Social Security and Medicare." Again, however, any reasonable calculation will produce a large cost, simply because amnesty will convert so many outside contributors into actual beneficiaries. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-democratic, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. However, Biden's officials have been broadcasting their desire to change border policies to help extract more migrants from Central America for the U.S. economy. On February 19, for example, deputies of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas posted a tweet offering support to migrants illegally working in the United States and to migrants who may wish to live in the United States.